broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation now with Hendrik du Toit, CEO of 91, also founder of the organization. And 91 essentially also came out of Investec a few years ago as asset management firm. As you've heard, we are talking about how 91 is going to take care of the investments of Sanlam Investment, largely when it comes to the offshore aspect of the business, while Sanlam Investment Group will keep to the indexation as well as Satrix business that will keep or stay with its ambit. Hendrik du Toit joins us now on the line. Hendrik, such a pleasure to have you with us and welcome to the show.
I am in Google Ed, very nice talking to you.
Great to speak to you. I know it's been an incredibly busy day for you and Carl in terms of media engagements, but I guess congratulations is what we should be saying on the back of this deal.
Yes, and it's the evolution of our client relationship. Sanlam has been a long-standing client of ours over many years. And I think they, you know, you just had Carl on the show, but they wanted to specialize in certain areas and felt that their active investment management was better served if it was came from an independent organization, which also had a substantial international as well as South African capability. And we were delighted to oblige and trying to make this long term rather than just a mandate. Is where the idea of a share in our business came from, because they're handing a very substantial amount of their business, about a third, over to us, and we want to make sure that this partnership or this relationship is long-term and not short-term. That's how they're going to get the best out of us.
Mm-hmm. And maybe let's just talk about, you know, the best out of you. It's really the unique positioning that 91 does have in terms of being a leader in terms of global investments. For us as average South Africans who literally trust investment professionals like yourselves with our money to help us accrue wealth, help us contextualize and explain, I guess, what's in your secret sauce to make this all happen? What actually speaks to your capabilities for the layman?
You know what? Can I take it back to really simple terms?
Sure.
A firm like Sanlam or the large banks or all our other clients that have many retail clients in South Africa, or they design solutions and they mobilize the capital. They take your money in a policy or in a product, mm-hmm. and then they give part of that to specialists like us. Mm-hmm. And we then have to actually make the money work and generate the return. And therefore, in our businesses, we have to have special culture. We have to have highly talented people deploying the money in the market, doing things. And that's what our skill is. We manage those people. We give them an environment where they can perform with your money, give you that extra return, and then the organizations that create the product and sell the product, they then manage the interface with you. That's how our supply chain works. Yeah. So we are deep down in the factory.
Yeah.
And we invest all around the world for you and for many other people, and in 91's case, people from many markets in the world, from the United States through to China.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you've simplified it for us, because as you've adequately explained, you're really deep down in the factory throughout this value chain, where the rest of us just see this as perhaps returns on our pension fund statement on the investments that we have opened.
Yeah, and Google later, we're not the call center that frustrates you, which you find. We are the wholesale end of that. And I think in Sanlam's case, they just felt that their investment professionals and would have a better chance with us to be competitive in an organization which is run on a different logic. And we think collectively we can serve their savers better. Similarly, with the other organizations we deal with in South Africa and abroad. So we are literally, and I think Paul Andratti this morning said, we are the Intel inside. I said, you're giving your age away, because we are the NVIDIA inside, the chip inside the computer. That's us.
I love that explanation. It really brings things closer to home here, Hendrik. What also comes to mind, though, not only are you the chip inside, but this does speak to an aspect of consolidation in the industry. And some commentators have been sharing that it really is a difficult market. There's no point in trying to struggle in terms of trying to to beat each other in terms of market share. Is this, I guess, part of the ebbs and the flows of the theme that we see in the environment at the moment?
I think it's both consolidation and specialization. Mm-hmm. And what is very important about this, and which people don't really appreciate, it's a significant investment from 91 back into South Africa.
Mm.
So we are growing a South African footprint because we are quite optimistic about the prospects of the South African economy relative to a year ago. And we think there's an opportunity for a market leader to grow its business rather than to diversify away from South Africa. We have a big business in the rest of the world. 2/3 of our business is non-African.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought this is an attractive opportunity at a time when everyone is focusing on the U.S. and on other places. We may use our home market advantage and then partner with the largest non-bank financial services business in the country, Sanlam, to reach savers which we otherwise wouldn't reach directly.
Got you. So nice to see the return of 91. And of course, you're just improving and deepening your reach in South Africa, given that it was a spin-off from Investec Asset Management a few years ago. What I am keen to discuss, of course, is the talent. Anyone who works within the asset management space is someone who is highly skilled. There's rigorous training involved in terms of making sure that they take key investment decisions. Help us understand how you'll manage the talent between both organizations on the back of this acquisition.
So I think what we have taken in the investment professionals, many of the other people in the Sanlam organization will stay with Carl. They have lots of work to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Active investment management is just one of their products. So they will continue to service their clients and grow their business at Sanlam. I'll bring some investment professionals across, but this is all still subject to approval. We have to discuss with the authorities, but we think we can do in a talent-short market with additional professionals, and they will obviously know the mandates they've run very well, and they'll be the kind of continuity that clients expect of us. But for the foreseeable future, Sanlam Investment Management will just continue to serve its clients and all permissions have been given, and 91 will continue looking after its clients the way it's always done. And at some point, more people will join us, and we need new talent and people every year. But we also have an excellent talent pool, and I think being a stronger business, mm-hmm, will allow us to be an even more attractive proposition for talent that haven't yet joined us.
Mm-hmm. Got you. An unfair question that I'm going to ask, Hendrik, but it's really one just to reflect on your years of expertise regarding the realm of investments. There's never been a time where there hasn't been uncertainty, whether it's been the global financial crisis, okay, right down to Brexit, the pandemic. And now we find ourselves, uncertain about what a return of the Trump presidency in the White House does mean. When you evaluate the investment landscape, and I guess for us who are just clients and consumers looking to build wealth, what do you share, I guess, with us to understand the philosophy that sits as the mandate of 91?
I mean, it introduces the change in the American presidency, introduces uncertainty because the president has, in this time, the new president, President Trump, will have so much power, control over the House, control over the Senate, and the presidency all at once. And I think he's going to really try to fuel economic growth, which will be generally good for markets in the beginning. I've seen the rally when his victory was announced. But my concern is the fact that American institutions may be undermined in the process. We don't know. He's up to, you know, he's proposing a very radical agenda. And also the international arrangements and agreements that have been worked on since the Second World War, many of them, like NATO and others, he has less regard for maybe than previous U.S. presidents. So I think what we'll see initially, U.S. growth and dynamism, and then the risk is that his tariff policy brings in inflation and that the market loses confidence in the institutional framework. And that is the risk for the U.S., and that means ultimately weaker dollar. So I don't know, but it'll start well. We must then follow how it will play out. And starting well for America means the rest of the world will have to perform at a higher level to attract capital, because America sucks in and attracts most of the long-term capital in the world, and it's now intent to do even more without much regard for the interests of many other nations. And that is going to be hard to be outside America. So I would think it's going to be a challenging period for the world. But in the end, it will encourage diversification of investment portfolios, which is something that actually we could benefit from, but not in the near term.
Certainly. Oh, I'm so intrigued. Hendrik, such a pleasure for spending time with you this evening, sir, and engaging you in conversation. We wish you all the best going forward with this transaction.
Thank you very much, Kubule. It's a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. That's Hendrik du Toit, who is the founder and CEO of 91. If you're not familiar with 91, its roots go back to its time with Investec, formerly known as Investec Asset Management, and then shifted to a global powerhouse in terms of being an institutional investor.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.